The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara on Daf Nozer on Daf Yud Ches Simud Aleph brings a machloikis tanuim between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe Yehuda. The halacha is that a Nozer, somebody who promises to become a Nozer and complete his Dinei Nezirus, he's a Nozer for the minimum 30 days, and the maximum as many days as he promised to fulfill in his Neder. The halacha is that a Nozer is not allowed to become Tomei. If a Nozer were to become Tomei, then besides the fact that like everybody who becomes Tomei Mace, he's Tomei for 7 days, and he needs a Hazor the third and seventh day, and he has to be Toivo on the seventh day in the mikveh in order to make himself tahor. The halacha is that a Nozir Tomei cancels out all the previous days of Nazirus that he had already counted. So if he was a Nozir and he already counted a certain number of days, let's say he was already counted 15 days for his Nazirus, 15 days since he promised to use Mikabel on himself, the halacha is to be a Nozir. The halacha is, once he becomes Tomei, so all the days that he counted until then, Hayolim Harishayim Yiplu, the Pasuk says, all those days are cancelled, and those 15 days that he counted towards Nazirus do not count anymore. He has to wait 7 days in order for him to become Tar. And once he becomes Tar, he has to start over and start counting the days of the Nazirus that he originally had promised. So any time a person becomes a Tomei, a Nozer becomes Tomei, the halacha is he soiser, there's a stira to his Nazirus, and after he becomes Tahar, from this Tumas Mace, he can restart and start counting his Nazirus over again. So the question over here, the machloik is between Rabbi and Rabbi Reis, Rabbi Yehuda, is when exactly does this Nazirus start again? When do the days of counting his Nazirus, which day is the first day that he can begin anew and start his new Nazirus? So the halacha is like this. The halacha is that a Nozir becomes Tomei, a Tomei Mace. He's Tomei for 7 days. That means the first day, the day he actually became Tomei, counts as day one for his Nazirus. He counts days 1 through 7. And he has a Hazor on the third day, and he has another Hazor on the seventh day, from Mechatos. After that, on the seventh day, he goes to the mikvah. After he goes to the mikvah, he is Tohar until the end of the day. After Harv Shemesh, after the day is completely over, then he becomes Tohar. Then he's completely Tohar. However, in order to begin his new Nazirus, he's not finished. The halacha is, the Torah says, that a Nazir who became Tomei has two halachas. One halacha is that he has to shave all the hair on his head, the special halacha of a tiglachas. Now the halacha is that a Nozer, when he finishes counting his Nazirus, he also has a halacha of tiglachas. He has to shave all the hair of his head. But besides that halacha, that when he's finished his Nazirus, he has to perform a tiglachas of a Nozer Tohar, there is another halacha of a tiglachas of a Nozer Tomei. That a Nozer, when he is when he's ready to start his Nazirus Tire once again, after he became Tomei, he has a halacha, the Tire says, he has to shave all the hair on his head. He is a tiglachas tumo. So the halacha is the tiglachas tumo can be performed on the seventh day, that same day that he went to the mikvah, the same day that he becomes tar, even before it's completely tar, for the end of the day, the halacha is he can be migalech, he can perform the tiglachas on that day, on the seventh day. And then the next day, the Torah says he brings a carbon, he brings actually two carbonis, he brings two birds, two oifes, one chatas oif, and one oilas oif, and then he proceeds with the remainder. He has to start over again and count his Nazirus tire once again. The machloikis over here in our Gemara between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is when exactly can he start counting his Nazirus tire. Rebbe holds that in order to start counting his Nazirus tire, he has to wait until the eighth day. He has to wait until the day after he is completely tahar, after the end of the seventh day is completely tahar, then the eighth day begins. That eighth day can count as the first day of his new Nazirus, the first of his 30 days, or however long he was mekabel upon himself to be a Nozer. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says that the seventh day, That day, the actual day that he began, in the beginning of the day he was Tomei, and then he went to the mikveh and Hazon, he went to the mikveh and he became Tor, the halacha is, that day, the mikveh Siyam Kikuloi, that day can count as day number one of the beginning of his new Naziris Taira. So in fact, we have a machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Does the Naziris Taira begin on day number 7 from when he became Tomei? Or does the Naziris Taira begin on day number 8 from when he became Tomei? In addition to that, besides for this machlokes in Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rebbe, the Gemara over here on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis has another discussion. Even on day 8 itself, does the Nazir have to bring his karbanis in order to restart, in order to begin his new Naziris Taira? Do we say that so long as he didn't bring his carbon, so then his Naziris Taira will not start? And for some reason he didn't bring his carbon on day number 8, he didn't bring it until day number 10 or 11, so the Naziris Taira does not start until the day that he actually brings his carbon? Or do we say no? Do we say that even if he didn't bring his karbanis that day, the halacha is from day number 8 and on, the Naziris begins again? Just like, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says that the Naziris begins on day number 7. Obviously, you cannot bring a carbon on day number 7. The carbon is not kosher. If the Nazir were to bring his carbonis on day number 7, the carbonis are not kosher. So the halacha is, even though he has not brought his carbonis yet, it's still only day number 7, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Naziris Taira can begin, and that day will be counted as the first day for the Naziris Taira. This is the machloikis between Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe. Now, we mentioned before that what does the Nazir do on day number 7? Day number 7, the Nazir, he requires a hazah from mechatas, from the ashes of the paraduma mixed with the mine, with the water. Then he's toivon the mikvah. Then the Torah says that he requires a tiglachas. He requires a tiglachas. That after that tiglachas, that's all he's required to do that day. And the karbanos he brings the next day. Now, the karbanos that the Nazir brings, why does the Nazir Tami have to bring these karbanis? So one can suggest that the reason why the Nazir Tami would have to bring these karbanis is because the karbanis are necessary in order to create a new counting, a new status of his Nazir Tar. But that would only be true, that's only true if the Naziris Taira will not start until after he brings his karbanis. However, according to the many Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanoim of the Gemara on Amud Beis, they say that it's the karbanis are not necessary. Therefore, the stipler in Kilos Yaakov Simen Dalet over here in Maseches Nazir says that obviously all these shittas hold that the karbonis of the Nazir Tomei are not coming to cause his Naziris to begin. The karbonis of the Nazir Tomei are a kapara. They're coming to be mecharpar on his aver. Which aver did he perform? The aver that a Nazir is not allowed to become Tomei to a mace. One of the three things that a Nazir is not allowed to do is become Tomei to a mace. The fact that he did become Tomei, whether it was b'mezid, it was b'shoigig, it was b'ainis, however it was, is considered an aveira, and that is the why that he needs the karbonis. So the karbonis, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, are definitely not ma'akev is chalois naziris. The question is, why is a Nazir migalech? The Nazir has to perform his tiglachas on day number 7. So do we say that according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, in order for his Naziris to start on day number 7, is he required to perform the Tiglachas or not? On the one hand, we can say, well, as soon as he's Tahar, which means as soon as he goes to the Mikvah, he's not Tomei anymore. So once he's Tahar, so then we can say that no, he's a Nazir Tahar, and now he can start his Naziris again on day number 7. On the other hand, the Torah requires a Nazir Tomei to perform a Tiglachas. It would seem from the fact that the Torah requires the Nazir to perform a Tiglachas that he's not considered a Nazir Tar. He cannot start counting the days of his Naziris for Taira until after the Tiglachas. That would be true if we would say that the Tiglachas, the point of the Tiglachas is to cause to start his Naziris. But we see by Karbonis, it's not like that. You do not need to bring the Karbonis in order to restart his Naziris. So it might be possible to say that the reason for Karbonis is a different one, and not because you need to perform the Tiglachas in order to begin his new Naziris. Now, Lamaisa is a Machloikis Rishonim. Tosis over here, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Dir Masvul Mishkachas, says clearly that according to Rabbi Yosi, as soon as his Hizo, Vishonah, V'Tovam, he does the Hazah, and he goes to the Mikvah and he's Toivol, then Chal Olav V'Oisa Yoy Naziris Taira, the Naziris Taira begins. Tosis, as well as later on Amud Beis, Yud Ches Amud Beis, Tosis and the Dibur Maschil. Maschil, Tosis says in both places that all that's necessary according to Rabbi Yossi in order to start his Naziris Taira is that he go to the mikvah. Tosis does not mention any word about Tiglachas. It would seem that according to Tosis, that even if he were not to be Megaleich, even if he did not perform the Tiglachas, for whatever reason, he didn't perform the Tiglachas until the next day, he would still be allowed to count this day, day number 7, after his tefillah, as the first day of his Naziris Tahira. However, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, in Krisus, Perik Beis Mishnah Gimel, says clearly that Rabbi Yossi, the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, is that as soon as he's toivel in the mikvah and he performs the Tiglachas, then he starts his Naziris, and the same thing is mentioned in the Yeshita Mekubetzes in Krisus over there, in the beginning of the second paragraph, that Ches Amid Beis. The Shita is in Ois Tes Zayin. He quotes the Rosh. He's quoting a Gilyon from the Rosh. The Rosh agrees with the Rambam, and who says that he only starts his Naziris on day number 7 after he performs his Tiglachas. Which means that if he does not perform his Tiglachas, he will not start his Naziris until whichever day that he does the Tiglachas Tumah. So we have a Machloikis Rishonim, Tosfos against the Rosh and the Rambam, whether according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, one needs to perform the Tiglachas in order to start his Naziris. How are we to understand this Machloikis Rishonim? What should it depend on? What should this halacha depend, whether his Naziris Taira requires a Tiglachas or if it's not require his Tiglachas? So in fact, we find the interesting Lashon of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Asei Tzadik Gimel. The Ram over there counts as a mitzvah of a Nozir Tohar to shave his head. When a Nozir completes his Naziris, whatever day, if you're the regular Nozir, standard Nozir, after 30 days completes his Naziris, he brings a carbon into the Beis HaMikdash, and then he performs a Tiglachas. He has to shave all the hair on his head. The Ramam counts this Tiglachas as a distinct mitzvah on its own. And then the Ramam says that mitzvah is the mitzvah of a Tiglachas of a Nozir Tohar. What about the Tiglachas of a Nozir Tomei? So the Rambam says that it's not counted as its own mitzvah. It's somehow included in this mitzvah of Tiglachas. Why, says the Rambam? The Rambam explains that the mitzvah of a Nozir, the point of a Nozir, when he's Torah, is not, usually not allowed to cut any hair on his head. The halacha is that he should grow his hair so that at the end of his Naziris, when he's completed his Naziris Taira, he is supposed to shave all the hair on his head. So therefore, that hair that grows has a certain amount of Kedusha. The Torah says, Kodesh Yeh Gadel Peres HaRosha. It is a special mitzvah that the hair that grows has a certain element of Kedusha. And a Nozir who is Tomei, he loses that Kedusha. Nozir that's Tomei is not considered that his hair has this Kedusha. Therefore, says the Rambam, that the point of the Tiglachas of a Nozir Tomei is to get rid of this hair, these Cyrus that did not grow the Kedusha. We don't want the Nozir to have his hair, so we shave it all off and we start over again. That all the hairs that grow from now on will be B'Kedusha. So the Rambam says clearly that the point of a Tiglachas of a Nozir Tomei is for the future, not for the past. However, it's not so clear that this is true. In fact, it's probably based on a Gemara later on in Nozir, on Daf Samech Amud Beis. The Gemara on Daf Samech Amud Beis does mention this fact that the Rambam says that the point of the Tiglachas of a Nozir Tomei is the Gadil, is to cause his hair to grow back, which means it's the point is focused on the future, not on the past. However, the Gemara over there brings another Braisa of Rav Chiya that contrasts the Tiglachas of a Nozir Tomei with the Tiglachas of a Metzora, and it seems over there that if the fact that the Gemara compares these two Tiglachas of a Nozir and Metzora, it would seem that the Gemara over there holds that the point of the Tiglachas of a Nozir Tomei is to remove the past. The point is that the Seir that he had when he was Tumah is a problematic, and the point is not that he should grow more hair in the future. The point is to remove what was there from the past, just like a Metzora. Metzora has no future. Metzora, he's finished with his Tziras, and the halach is that a Metzora has to shave a full hair, not only his head and the rest of his body, and that is a Tiglachas to eradicate and to get rid of the past, the hairs that had already grown. So we can suggest that the machloigis between over here, between Tosis against the Rosh and the Rambam, will depend on what exactly is the point of the Tiglachas of a Nozer Tomei. Why is a Nozer Tomei Mechuyu? Why does the Torah say that he has to shave all the hair on his head? If the point, why he has to shave all the hair on his head, is to get rid of the past, to get rid of all the hair that grew, and it's not the point is to start over, the point is not necessarily for what's going to grow afterwards. So if that's the case, then the Tiglachas of a Nozer Tomei is not directly connected to what the Naziris Tyra that is going to happen after the Nozer becomes Tahar. If that's the case, Tosis says, that's Tosis' opinion, the sheet of Tosis is that the Tiglachas of the Nozer Tomei does not inhibit the fact that he can start counting his Naziris Tyra. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, he can start counting his Naziris Tyra, even if he pushes off his Tiglachas to a later date, so long as Lemaisa, at some point, he's going to perform the Tiglachas. Actually, there are some Shittas who hold that the Achrayim have a discussion if the Nozer never does any Tiglachas Tomei, could be it's not Na'akev. Al-Kapanim, even if we say not like that, that Tiglachas is Na'akev, Al-Kapanim, he's going to perform Tiglachas at some point, even if he doesn't perform it today, so the Naziris Tyre can begin now, even if that is Tiglachas. However, the Rambam, Lishitase, the Rambam goes according to what he explained in Sefer HaMitzvot. The Rambam said that the point of the Tiglachas, the fact that the Nozer Tomei shaves off all his head, is for the future because he's about to begin a new Naziris. If the point of the Tiglachas of the Nozer Tomei is to begin his new Naziris, then obviously Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda has to agree that he cannot start counting the days for his new Naziris Tyra until after he performs the Tiglachas. And accordingly, that's why the Rosh and the Rambam both hold that until he performs the Tiglachas, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that he cannot start his new Naziris Tyra.